Archers for the week 2nd to 7 January 2000.
Come on, Thebes. Give me back my graph.
She's determined to get you to play with her.
Sorry, but Daddy's trying to get on with his college work. Oh, don't crease it up. It's supposed to be part of my essay.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you've ruined it.
Do you want me to run the iron over it for you?
Oh, needn't bother. I can run another one off on the computer at uni. So you won't be able to get your hands on it. Oh, it's no good. I'll have to give up on this for now.
Oh, come on, Roy. I'll take her out of the way for a bit, let you get on.
I've stopped now. I can take her out.
Yeah, but you're already behind with your college work.
It's okay. It's only research for my dissertation.
No, it's not right. I can finish this later. I'll put my coat on and take her out for a walk.
I'm not in the mood for working.
Well, you'll find it much easier if you haven't got this young lady to interrupt you. Yes, monkey. I'm talking about you. And the other good thing about going for a walk is it'll keep me away from these chocolates.
It's nice of Hayley to give you a present.
No reason why she should have done.
You know what Hayley's like.
Yeah, you know who we're talking about, don't you?
So why don't I come with you?
Because the whole idea is for you to stay here and do some work. Besides, I won't be able to take her for many walks once the shop's open again.
Oh, you haven't forgotten about looking after her on Tuesday?
No, it's all sorted with Susan. Right, shall we find your shoes, young lady? Come on, I can see them. Look, look, Phoebe, there they are.
Go on, get your shoes for Nana.
Oh, that's a good girl.
Oh. Well done, Phoebe. Brilliant. Right,
come on, then, let me do them up for you.
I wondered if they were getting too small.
No, they're fine.
I wouldn't want Kate coming back and complaining I haven't looked after her properly.
Oh, she'd have a nerve if she did. You're doing a great job.
That's what Hayley says.
And if anybody should know, she should.
I suppose so.
Right then. Go and get your coat. It's in the kitchen. Oh.
She's a good girl, isn't she?
Yeah, credit to you. Now, you return the favour by getting on with that essay.
I'll try.
Phoebe and I will go and see if anything's changed as a result of the Millennium Bug.
It's a bit of a letdown, if you ask me.
Oh?
Well, when you think about all the things people said might happen...
Well, good thing too. Anyway, I had a jolly good New Year's Eve and I thought you did too.
Yeah. Well...
Oh, careful, Freddy. You're splashing your auntie.
I'm getting water all over your sister while I'm trying to dry her. But somehow she doesn't seem to mind, do you?
You're doing great fun, ditch puppet.
You're certainly getting some exercise. Oh, so are you. Aren't you gorgeous? Hey, do you like kicking on your towel?
They do both like their baths. Nigel says they'll both be Olympic swimmers.
I suppose it's a theory.
Right, young man, you ready to come out?
Oh, give him another minute. If you want to dress Lily, I'll take over on the bathing front.
Are you sure? It's very wet.
Yeah, I don't mind. Ooh, there we are. Oh, I've got you. Hello, young man.
Hey, hello, Lily. You've got Mummy now.
It's all right, it's all right. I'm going to finish your bath so your mum can look after your sister.
Oh, lovely clean hair. I'd been meaning to get round to it all morning.
Oh, it'd be tough doing them on your own.
Yeah, I was going to wait until Nigel woke up.
Couldn't you have asked Julia to help?
You're joking. This is wet and messy.
And great fun. Shall I get him out and dry him?
Yes, please.
Oh, come on, then. Oh, you are slippery.
It'll be much easier when they're big enough to come in the bath with me.
Oh, yeah, that's when you can really splash. Don't worry. I'm sure you can have another bath tomorrow.
If your daddy and I feel we've got the energy.
When I saw Julia in the hospital, she told me she was going to do everything she could to take the burden off yours and Nigel's shoulders.
That's what she told me, but the reality has been a little different.
Why does that surprise me?
That's right. And let's do up your vest.
Oh, what's in my parcel? Ooh, is it a lovely Freddy?
The best present I've ever had. You know, the trouble with Julia is that she loves the idea of helping with them.
Yeah, but when it comes to a dirty nappy,
she disappears.
Oh, good boy.
The bit she really likes is wheeling them round the grounds in their pram with Lewis.
Well, at least that gives you and Nigel a bit of a break.
Yeah, and I'm not knocking it. Oh, Lily Pargeter, you are so gorgeous I could eat you.
Yes, I could.
The trouble is, the minute she disappears with them, I run around trying to catch up with the washing and the drying.
Oh, Elizabeth, any chance you get, you should be resting.
Oh, I can't relax if everything's mounting up around me.
Oh, look, you and Nigel are obviously stretched.
He's going to be delighted to wake up and discover that Alistair and Daniel have mucked out Ellie Mae and Joseph.
Oh, that's the least they could do. And though Daniel loves the idea of these two,
it only lasts 5 minutes. Whereas I, Freddie and Lily, I love you forever and ever and ever.
Once they're a bit older, Daniel won't be able to stay away. I'm worried about you, Elizabeth. Couldn't you ask Mum to give you a bit more help?
Oh, she's already doing masses. I don't want her to feel she's being blackmailed into doing more.
She wouldn't see it like that.
But when the gallery reopens and Nigel has to get back in the office...
You're going to need her.
Well, we'll manage somehow.
I wish there was more I could do.
But you're so busy.
Oh, you're not kidding. And I promised to take Daniel to the tree planting tomorrow.
Well, that's going ahead, even though Brian and Jennifer are away.
Oh, yes. George is in charge.
Mum's already promised to come over and take care of them on Thursday. I've got my appointment with the cardiologist.
Not something to look forward to.
Trying not to think about it.
When do you think the leaky valve will have to be replaced?
Well, that's what I'm hoping to find out.
Oh, Elizabeth.
But I've got two lovely, healthy babies, so I'm going to put my energies into worrying about them. And according to the childcare books, once we get into a proper routine...
things will get easier.
That's what they say.
And you believe them?
No, but it gives me and Nigel something to cling to.
Good dog, Jet.
Oh, you got a problem, Mr. Archer?
Oh, hello, Neil. Some of the sheep had got out.
Oh, well, I'll give you a hand.
I got them back, but this gap needs mending.
Be much quicker with both of us.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Oh, no problem. I'm just on my way back from the pigs, but I'm a bit worried.
Oh?
Yeah, we've had a couple of small litters recently.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, from sows who've had big litters in the past.
Oh. If you could just hold this branch in place.
Yeah, right.
I usually got some baler twine in one of my pockets. Yes, I'll tie this up and then find something to pack in at the bottom.
Well, I've got a couple of old fence posts in the back of the van. If you put them crossways...
Well, do you mind?
I'll just get them out.
Right. Oh, Neil, by the way, we heard the bells on Radio 4 yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What did you think?
Well, very impressive.
Yeah. I was pleased.
Yes, it was lovely. How was Millennium Eve for you?
Well, I enjoyed it. The kids were dog-tired yesterday morning, though.
So was David. You know, he finished his stint behind the bar and then came straight home to do the milking.
Well, I was full of plans to go down to the Bull at 4 in the morning, but then I fell asleep in my chair.
They were quite busy.
Well, glad to hear it.
And apparently Marjorie pulled pints like a trooper.
That woman never ceases to amaze me.
She told me she was going to record the bells from the radio, so if you'd like a copy...
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Then give her a ring.
There. I think that's firm enough.
Thanks. Neil, there was something I wanted to ask you.
Oh, yes?
You know, we talked about the job of permanent pigman at Hollertree full-time.
Yeah?
Well, I've discussed it with Ruth and David, and... we'd like to offer it to you.
Oh, Mr. Archer, that's great.
I'm not sure exactly when we'd want to start, but by the summer anyway.
Oh, right. There you are.
Oh, hello.
Happy New Year again, Neil.
And to you, Sheila.
Dad, Mum sent me to look for you.
Oh, why?
You're supposed to be going out.
Am I?
Drinks at the Snells.
Oh, so we are. I'd forgotten all about it.
Oh, dear.
It's just there's so much going on this time of year. And then with Elizabeth and the twins.
Oh, we've just been over to see them.
Oh, how were they?
Oh, Nigel was flat out. So Elizabeth and I gave the twins their bath.
Oh, your mum did that yesterday.
Dad, do you think you could persuade Mum to help out a bit more at Lower Locksley? And perhaps even move in for a bit?
What, you think they need her that much?
Yes. I know Elizabeth won't ask her. So if you could have a chat with Mum.
Oh, yes, of course I will. Anyway, I'd better get off. Come on, Jet.
Mr. Archer, when do you need to know about that job?
Oh, the start of next week will be fine.
Ah, right.
Oh, do you want a lift anywhere, Shula?
No, it's okay. Alistair dropped me off and I said I'd walk home.
Oh, right. Thanks for your help, Neil.
No problem.
Bye. What's the job, then?
Full-time at Hollertree. Pigman again.
Oh, congratulations.
Best start to the new year I could have had.
Phoebe's fallen asleep in the buggy, so I've left her in the kitchen with your dad.
Dad doesn't have to sit with her. She'll be fine.
Oh, he's trying to mend the roller blind.
Oh, I was going to do that, wasn't I?
You get on with your work. How's it going?
Kate rang.
Oh. Did she say when she was coming home?
No. She said she knew Phoebe was in good hands. Again.
Oh, she was right there.
She wanted to speak to Phoebe, but I told her she was out with you.
Is she going to ring again?
Yeah. But she didn't say when.
In other words, typical Kate. Did she have any other news?
Not really. She's having a great time.
Well, she must have said something.
She wanted to know how Phoebe was and how we'd spent the millennium.
So what did you tell her?
That I took Phoebe to the village green.
And did she approve?
She said she'd watched the sunrise over the desert on New Year's Day.
So what did you say?
I told her we had a good time.
Did you tell her about the millennium candles and how much Hayley enjoyed herself?
Why should I say anything about Hayley?
Roy, I know it's none of my business, but I saw you and Hayley kissing on Friday night.
Oh.
It was obvious from the way you were. It was more than friends.
That's the trouble.
What?
If it had just been a quick New Year's kiss...
Well, it certainly wasn't that.
Then she mightn't have minded.
Minded?
John's birthday. I didn't think.
Didn't look to me as if Hayley was thinking much either.
Now I got 'em blown it.
How?
Well, Hayley's one of me friends. If the truth be told, probably me best friend. And then I went and, I don't know, overstepped the mark.
Why do you think that?
Because she hasn't spoken to me since.
Well, didn't she say anything on Friday?
We didn't get a chance. We were both a bit flustered and then Phoebe woke up and I had to get her home to bed. Hayley just went.
So you don't really know how she feels about it?
She hadn't been in touch, it's obvious.
Well, perhaps she hasn't had time to ring you.
How long does a phone call take?
Well, it hasn't even been 2 days. Perhaps she needs time to think about it.
Of all the nights to choose, John's birthday!
Well, sometimes these things just happen.
She means a lot to me, Mum. She's a really good friend. I don't want to lose that.
Tell you, when I saw him struggle to his feet, oh.
I know just how you feel.
Ah, come on, you've delivered thousands of lambs. This was my first. No, it was something truly gala metal.
I wonder if you'll still be feeling like that at the end of the week.
Oh, sure I will. I don't have your expert eye, but he looks like a strong little thing to me.
Yeah, that's because he's a single.
Yeah, Debbie was disappointed.
Well, with lamb prices the way they are, you want to maximize your yield. Mm. Is she around?
She's out on the quad bike checking on the deer.
All right. Annie, I've got the papers she needs to look at for the lamb scheme.
Right. You can either wait here for her, or I'll see that she gets them.
Would you mind?
No problem.
Oh, thanks. There you go. Mm-hmm. Ruth and the kids are busy with the tree planting, and there's a lot for me to get on with at Brookfield.
Hey, today's a holiday.
Yeah, well, still the stock to feed and the milking to be done.
Debbie said you might be going to Oxford.
The farming conference?
Yeah.
No, I'm leaving that to Dad.
She tried to persuade me to go with her.
Well, you might find some of it a bit technical, but it's good stuff.
No. College starts back tomorrow and I'm very busy and I got to get rid of this cold.
You and me both. Is Debbie still going?
Oh, yeah. I insisted.
I'll tell Dad to look out for her.
I'll miss Debbie, of course.
Sorry, I'm not sure I could say the same about Dad. Ruth and I are really looking forward to having Brookfield to ourselves.
What? Jill's going?
No, but she's moving into Lower Loxley to give Nigel and Elizabeth a hand.
All right. Simon!
Hi!
Oh, morning, David.
Hiya. Simon's first lamb.
Yep.
What do you reckon, George?
Not bad, is he?
Well, he looks strong enough, don't you, little fella?
So, how's the tree planting going?
Oh, quite a crowd's arrived already.
Pitt insisted on bringing her own trowel.
So have a lot of people. The only trouble is, to dig a decent hole in this weather, you really need a good, sharp spade.
And you're a bit short of them.
That's right. So I've come down to see if I can borrow some. I'll make sure to keep an eye on them so they don't go missing.
I just took one spoonful of sugar, Clary.
Oh, I appreciate the thought, Joe. Can't see how it's going to help.
Well, look after the pennies, the pounds.
Oh, we should have been doing that a long time ago.
Yeah. I thought the Millennium Bug might wipe out all their records.
It didn't really.
Well, nothing wrong with hoping. I still see we should write and dispute it.
And say what?
That the feed was poor quality.
Even Eddie thinks that won't wash.
We can prove our milk yields was down.
Oh, great. I could do with a cup of tea.
Your dad's just had the last one.
Ah, but I've hardly touched it, so you get it down, you.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Of course it does. You're the one who's been out in that milking parlour.
Oh, top.
Don't suppose there's any news.
What? Like the milk yield suddenly doubling?
Or a sudden stroke of good luck for the Grundys.
Eddie, we've got to do something.
Like he says, write him a letter.
Oh, no, don't start on about the feed again, Dad.
Well, there's plenty more we could tell them about what a struggle it is.
Well, do you reckon they'd be interested?
Wouldn't hurt to remind them. Oh, lamb prices is at rock bottom and there ain't no point going into beef and accidents with turkeys that you can't predict.
Well, send them a list.
Be better than doing nothing.
I suppose it might be worth a try. Somebody with a bit of heart might read it.
Get the table cleared and I'll go get the typewriter.
It's bank holiday, there ain't no post.
Well, at least we'll have tried to do something rather than talking round and round in circles like we usually do.
Well, I think you deserve a pat on the back.
Do I?
Getting all this organised today.
Well, with Jennifer away, you know.
Well, it might be sunny in Barbados, but I wouldn't have missed the celebrations for anything. Yeah. It was wonderful.
I've heard about you pulling pints in the bull at 4 a.m.
I was very tired on Saturday.
I'm not sure I could have done it.
I used to wonder whether I would ever see the new millennium. So, it's something to celebrate, don't you think?
Indeed I do.
What I enjoyed most was seeing the young people enjoying themselves.
There's plenty of that going on.
Hi, Marjorie. George.
Hello.
Really? When did you get back?
This morning.
I didn't know you'd gone away.
Oh, well, I spent the past couple of nights in Broome with Mum and Dad.
But Hayley was here to see in the new year. Something the matter, Hayley?
Oh, no, just a small thing. I lost a glove.
Not the ones you were given for Christmas?
Yeah. I'll have to have them on elastic round my neck like Josh.
If anybody finds it, I'm sure they'll hand it in to me.
Oh, thank you. It was a good turnout.
Ah, we're just trying to decide if there were more or less than last year.
Oh, more, definitely.
Well, it's been getting round, George.
Good. Now, what I need to do now is get together some volunteers who'll help me make sure that the trees we've planted thrive.
I'd be very happy to do that.
It's fairly routine stuff, making sure that they're properly staked, loosening the ties as the trunks begin to thicken out.
Yeah.
It wouldn't all fall on your shoulders. I mean, Chris has said she'd help, and the doctor's wife.
Siobhan seems very keen to play her part in village life.
Would you be interested in helping, Ailey?
Sorry?
With what I've been saying to Marjorie about looking after the trees. It's all fairly routine.
I beg your pardon, I haven't been listening.
But I'm sure your glove will turn up.
Yes, yes, I'm sure it will.
The thing is, the more TLC volunteers I can get...
TLC?
Trees Love Care. Tending, loosening and clearing.
Morning, Roy.
Morning.
Oh, hello,
hello,
Roy.
Hello, Phoebe.
Are you going to say hello to Mrs. Antibus, Phoebe?
Oh, she's gone all shy.
Yeah. Will you say hello to me, Phoebe?
Oh, you've obviously got what it takes.
Phoebe and Hayley are great friends.
Hi, Roy.
Hayley?
Sorry, Daniel, but I think those look a bit too small to plant.
Daniel, there's no need to sulk. We can find a nice place for it in the tree nursery, in the churchyard, with your hedgehog.
How are you?
Fine.
Good trip home?
Oh, it's lovely to see everybody. Not that it's not nice to be here.
Busy.
I thought perhaps you weren't coming.
Oh, no.
Phoebe, how are you this morning?
Not very keen on keeping her hat on.
Oh, I'll have to get you one of those furry Canadian ones with flaps.
She kept taking it off on New Year's Eve.
Ah, you heard anything from her mum?
Yeah, Kate rang yesterday.
I bet she wanted to know all about her little girl. What'd you tell her, Phoebe?
Phoebe didn't get a chance to talk to her. My mum had taken her out for a walk.
Well, when you do talk to your mum on the phone, will you tell her I delivered my first baby lamb this morning?
You will, great.
I remember the first time I helped John deliver a piglet.
I bet it was a thrilling moment.
Excuse me, Hayley, is this your glove?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Barber.
Oh, Hayley.
I don't think she heard.
No.
Lack of protection for British farmers.
What else?
Farm incomes are on the floor, and they look like staying there.
You know, don't put that, Clary. Huh? That's not going to impress them.
Why not?
Look, we want to make them think that if they give us more time, we'll be able to pay it.
Well, that's true.
Awful lot of things are going to have to change before we can do that. Right, is there anything else you think I should put?
We've told them about milk prices.
That's the first thing we mentioned. Like all dairy farmers, we have seen a significant fall in our milk income.
Exacerbated by the poor quality of your feed.
We've already decided we're leaving that out, Dad.
Well, you still think it's a good point?
No. We've gone on to tell him about the bottom dropping out of the land market.
Yeah, that ought to do it, I reckon.
Let's hope so.
Here, what about a line saying something about increased transport costs?
Well, that's a good one. Go on, Clary.
Oh, well, let me think.
It's been another thorn in our flesh.
We have also been adversely...
Have we had adversely before?
Oh, where?
I thought when we were talking about there being no point us going into pigs.
No, we said the general decline in pig prices.
The general decline in farming.
Yeah, well, by the time they read this, Joe, there won't be no doubt about that. Right, is that all?
Can't think of anything else.
No?
No, Clary, no.
Well, sign off then, shall I?
Might as well.
We hope, therefore, you will give us time to pay your bill.
Yeah.
Right. Want me to read this through?
That's too depressing.
I do.
No, it's a long list of things we couldn't do anything about.
Yeah.
But if you put it in an envelope, I'll take it down the post.
It's a bank holiday.
Well, if it's in the box, at least it's gone. Oh, I'm going out any road.
Where?
Oh, I thought I'd go up to Olive Tree and carry on with that concrete.
I hope you're getting double pay.
I won't get anything until the job's done.
Just address this then.
Eddie, if there was ever a time when you needed to be paid properly...
The thing is, Dad, if I get the job done, I'll be available if any other work turns up.
Well, I suppose that's a point.
Oh, if Borchester Mills could see how hard we're all working...
Ah, he just sits in offices and thinks it's all 9 to 5. Here, that's something we didn't mention.
What?
My farmer's lung.
Oh, it's too late now. There's the letter, Eddie. See you later.
Yeah, I'm going to get as much of the job done as I can.
Okay. Oh, look at him, Joe.
I know.
I've never known him work so hard. Breaks my heart to see him.
I thought so.
What?
I thought I could hear the concrete mixer. I couldn't believe my ears.
Why?
It's a bank holiday.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's very good of you.
Yeah, I wanted to get it out of the way before I started on the lambing at home for him.
I hear you're standing in while Daddy's in Oxford.
Yeah, it helps at the moment.
Yeah. Now, Eddie, we've been talking about that.
Oh, yeah?
Look, please don't take offence.
Why should I do that?
Well, we can't pretend we don't know what's happening. Not after that bloke turned up here last week.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, we're the ones who are sorry. For you and Clary.
I don't know how Clary is coping with it.
Well, if you want to know the truth, she did have a little cry on Mum's shoulder at the Millennium celebration.
So everyone knows our business?
No, no, we haven't said anything outside the farm.
Thanks.
And we want to do what we can to help.
The only thing that's going to do that is Borchester Mills giving us extra time to pay. Just post them a letter asking them to reschedule the debt.
They must know what it's been like for farmers over the past couple of years.
I think our letter makes it pretty obvious.
Well, we'll do what we can to help, you know. See what work we can put your way.
That's very good of you, thanks.
And we'll guarantee you some lambing when it starts.
You're a mate.
And the other thing is, Mum suggested this, we might be able to let you have some in advance. Say, 500?
500 quid? Are you sure?
I know it won't solve everything, but I hope it might be of some help.
Of course it will, but...
You're going through a sticky patch, Eddie. But you'll get through it.
Will we?
Hey, the Grundys always bounce back.
Yeah, I hope so.
Phoebe, you usually like scrambled egg. But what if I give you the spoon?
I don't think you're going to get anywhere.
Come on, sweetheart. Your dad's got to get to work. I wonder if I should ring up and tell him I can't make it.
You have to wait till your mum's off the phone.
She's not going to have much fun with Phoebe this afternoon.
Ah, she'll cope.
Phoebes, why are you grizzling when I got to go out?
Take it after Kate, if you ask me.
I think she might be sickening for something.
Where is your mum? Ask her.
Oh, dear.
What's happened?
Well, that was Susan asking if I could do the shop this afternoon instead of her. Mm. Poor thing, she sounded absolutely dreadful.
Did you say yeah?
Well, wasn't anything else I could say.
I better go and ring Caroline then.
Oh, look, I'm sure we can fix something. Brenda's gone to the sales. What are you doing, Mike?
Well, I've got to get the ends cleaned here. Don't really want to take her up there with me. It's such a mucky job.
Well, there must be someone who could have her.
Typical of Jennifer Aldridge to be away when she might be useful. Couldn't you give Ailey a ring? Well,
I think the best thing I can do is put some toys in a bag and take Phoebe up to the shop with me.
Mum.
Well, the amount of people stocked up before the millennium, I don't think we'll be that busy. It's not the ideal solution, but if it gets us out of this fix...
Well, I could come and pick her up when I finish the chickens.
Oh, that'd help.
Well, and I should be back at, what, hour five at the latest?
Right then, Phoebe, what shall we take with us? Teddy? And some of your favourite books? You're going to have an afternoon in the shop, wouldn't you?
It's a real bind. I'm sorry, Mum.
Oh, it doesn't matter if it's just this once. Now, you get on. You're already late.
I'll see you later, sweetheart. Right, see you later.
You leave it to me.
You'll have a hell of a time in the shop with her in this mood.
Oh, she'll be fine.
Well, you always used to complain about Kate doing it.
Well, the main thing is that Roy does his shift at Grey Gables. But if you could just make sure you collect her before I do the cashing up.
Yeah, well, I'll be finished by the time it gets dark.
Now, I'd better get her a drink. Oh, and could you put me a couple of nappies in the bag, love?
Elizabeth, I do hope you're not going to insist on feeding Lily and Freddie in the dining room when your mother gets here.
A health visitor said Lizzie should feed them wherever she felt warm and comfortable.
Oh. Let's swap you over, young man.
It makes the whole process much simpler.
I suppose so, but I just don't want Jill thinking the whole house has been taken over by babies.
You don't mind Jill coming to stay for a bit, do you, Mummy?
It isn't any reflection on you, Julia.
No, we've never been able to get through the past few days without your help.
Oh, look at him. He's always to sleep.
I just think there should be one or two quiet, tidy places for Jill and me to relax.
Sorry, Mummy, I think it's already a bit late for that.
Mum won't mind a bit of chaos. Hey, have you had enough, Freddy?
Oh, he really does take after Gerald, you know.
So you keep saying?
Well, he likes his food. Good trencherman.
Certainly that. Julia, could I ask you to do me a favour?
Oh, no, you don't want me to change them in here as well, do you?
Of course not.
Oh, well, how can I be of help?
At his place, there's any chance of a cup of coffee.
Oh, if you're making coffee.
I think I could manage that. And I suppose you'd like me to clear the table while I'm at it?
Stick it all in the dishwasher.
You won't mind instant, will you?
No, whatever comes.
Oh, what time's your mother getting here?
About 3:30. But if you're busy in the gallery...
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll make sure I'm here to welcome you. That way I can fill her in on the routines I've just got established. And if you could just open the door for me now, if you could.
Yeah, of course, Mummy.
Thank you.
I do hope it's all going to be all right. Jill and Mummy being on the same roof.
No, it'll be fine. Can you pass me the muslin?
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks. Oh, both of them asleep at once.
It reminds you how quiet it used to be around this place. Hey, pass him over. It's my turn for a cuddle.
There you go.
I wonder how long it'll last.
Oh, Mum will help a lot, Nigel. She'll really make a difference.
Whereas Mummy hasn't quite lived up to the promises she made when you were pregnant, has she?
No. The thing is, my mum doesn't mind mucking in and getting on with whatever needs to be done.
Whereas mine's a bit more selective.
What was that she said just now about having a routine?
Well, exactly.
But fair's fair, Nigel. At least she's taken over on the gallery front.
And we'd never have been able to keep it open without her.
I tell you what, I'll build a tower and you can knock it over. Hello?
Oh, I'm down here, Jill.
Oh, Betty. I
thought the shop was deserted.
Oh, no. Got a little companion today. Oh, there it goes.
Let me see. Hello, Phoebe. Oh, dear, how are you?
Oh, she's been having a right whinge. I've already had to give her a packet of crisps.
You say you won't do it, but when it comes to keeping them
oh,
quiet...
Oh, you soon give in. And since I had to bring her down to the shop...
Problem?
Well, Susan rang to say she got a cold, so I've come in as emergency cover.
Right. Well, I'm on my way to Lower Loxley to help look after the twins.
Oh, how lovely. I bet you're looking forward to that.
I am. As a matter of fact, I'm moving in for a few days.
Oh, Julia gone away somewhere?
No, she'll be there as well.
Well, in my experience, you can never have enough spare hands with a baby in the house. They were twins.
Well, I hope Julia will see it like that. I wouldn't want to tread on her toes.
No, you are Elizabeth's mother.
Exactly.
Oh, that baby! Mind?
What did she do?
Oh, she's clawing at me. No, don't. It's not nice.
I've just called in to pick up a few treats.
Well, I'm not sure what you'd call a treat after all the eating and drinking that's gone on over the past few days.
No, neither do
I. Phoebe, I said no.
Julia's very fond of things.
Phoebe, I'm going to be very cross in a minute.
Oh, dear.
Now sit down and play with your toys.
Perhaps some fruit would be a good idea.
Yeah, all came in fresh this morning. The delivery man said it was nice to be getting back to normal.
These satsumas look lovely. Betty, have you seen Clary this week?
No, why?
Oh, I just wondered.
Oh, come to think of it, I've hardly seen any of the Grundys in here over the holiday period. Oh, Phoebe, you are a naughty girl.
What's happened now?
Oh, she stuck a finger through me tights and lathered her.
Oh, Phoebe.
Oh, just ignore her, Mrs. Archer.
I'll get it in stereo when I get to Lower Loxley.
Oh, no, all right, Phoebe. It's not your fault you're stuck in here.
Here you are, darling. Would you like one of these nice satsumas? Your grandma will peel it for you.
Oh, there's no need, Mrs. Archer.
There, you take that.
Well, what do you say? Oh, honestly, Phoebe, you're showing me up.
Elizabeth. Your mother's here.
Hi, Mum.
Darling. How are you?
Fine.
How are my lovely grandchildren?
They're safely asleep. But if you want a quick peek...
How can I resist an invitation like that?
But how are you, Jill?
Fine. But how are you? You're the one who's been holding the fort.
Oh, well, I like to think I've done my best.
Julia, you've been fantastic.
I'm very proud of my grandchildren.
Of course you are.
And I know from my experiences with Nigel and Camilla just how exhausting having children can be. If I can just tuck them back in.
Sorry.
We are trying to keep Lower Loxley warm, but you know how drafty an old house like this can be.
I do. And it's not as if I won't have plenty of opportunity to see them while I'm here.
Oh, Jill, welcome.
Hello, Nigel.
It's lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Sit down.
I can't do that. I've come to help.
And don't we all appreciate it?
Thank you, Julia.
I'd like to be able to do so much more, but
now the gallery's open again.
Yes, I'm afraid it has to be my first priority.
I can understand that.
Even if it does take me away from Freddie and Liddy.
If there's anything I can do in the gallery...
Oh, no. That's my sphere of responsibility.
Now, if I get in your way, Julia, I want you to promise to tell me.
Oh, it's just... such a relief to me that Elizabeth and the babies will be getting proper care and attention.
Aren't I going to get in here?
With Mum here, I'm sure you will.
Nigel, I hope you're not accusing me of neglecting you.
No one could ever accuse you of that.
Well, now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'd better be getting back to the gallery.
It was very kind of you to come up to the house to welcome me.
Oh, no, that's the least I could do. I'll see you all later, then.
Bye. Bye, Mummy.
Bye.
Ooh, I meant to tell Julia I'd bought her a little present.
Oh, chocolate shortbread, her favourite. I think they're pretty yummy too. Now, what say we have one now with a cup of tea?
No, they're for Julia. I'll find you something in the kitchen.
No, you sit and have a chat with Lizzie while I make a pot of tea.
Nigel, I could do that.
Sit down. There'll be plenty for you to do later.
Any particular type of tea?
No, as it comes.
Right.
I've brought you something too.
Mum, you just being here is more than enough.
There are these lovely satsumas in the shop.
Thanks, that's great. But did you hear me? It's wonderful to have you here.
Well, with your father away at the Oxford Farming Conference, it did seem like a good idea.
Oh, it's brilliant. But, wait, you know we don't pay much.
I'm expecting at least the minimum wage.
No chance, I'm afraid. But you do get all the cuddles from Freddie and Lily that you could want.
That'll be fine. All I need.
We're putting you in Camilla's old room.
Right.
It's a chaos-free zone, not a nappy in sight. Mrs. Pugsley's got it all ready for you.
Lovely. I can see I'm going to be spoilt.
No, you can't have any pennies. These belong to the shop. Oh, at last. Where have you been?
Sorry, I'm late. Thought I saw a fox around the back of the hen house. Hello, Phoebe. You got a kiss for your granddad, eh?
The mood she's been in all afternoon, I doubt it.
She been a pain?
Oh, you could put it that way. You said you'd be here at 4 o'clock.
Thought I said by after dark.
When the postman came. I hadn't got anything ready to go.
Sorry.
I was trying to stamp parcels and give Phoebe a drink at the same time. And she really needs her tea.
What do you do with parcels this time of year?
People sending stuff back. It's been chaos.
Mum, what's happened to...
Eddie.
Oh, hello, lovely. Oh, you've been missing me. When I got back home and found no one there, I thought she might have been taken ill or something.
Well, Dad's only just arrived to pick her up.
If I'd known she was still here, I could have collected her on my way home from work half an hour ago.
I didn't know you were going to finish early.
Caroline said I didn't have my mind on the job, so I might as well go.
Oh, Roy, she's not sacked you.
No. Well, she might as well do.
Didn't you tell her there'd been a last-minute emergency?
She'd worked that one out when I arrived late.
Oh, dear.
I think I'm going to have to jack it in at Grey Gables.
What?
I can't look after Phoebes and hold down a job and go to uni.
Roy, you need that money to help you finish your course.
I'll owe a bit more on my student loan, that's all.
We don't want you finishing university with massive debts round your neck.
Well, it's not the way I planned it, but things have changed.
Yeah, all the same.
Dad, if you've got any other suggestions, I'd be pleased to hear them, but I haven't.
Well, we'll all have to be a bit more flexible.
How can we be?
If you throw in the towel at Grey Gables now, well, what happens if Kate turns up again in a couple of weeks?
But she told me she could be away for months.
Months?
Oh, surely not. You know Kate. She'll miss Phoebe and change her mind, and she'll be back here again before you know it.
Well, she might.
OK, she's gone away to sort out a few problems, but wouldn't surprise me if she's back by the end of the month.
Yeah, your mum has got a point.
So, I think you should just hang on at Grey Gables, and between us, we'll have to manage somehow. Oh, now, do you think one of you could take Phoebe home so I can get on with the cashing up?
I wondered when you were coming to bed.
I'm not. I'm up.
Oh, yeah. Daddy, come on.
2 hours sleep, and it's a lousy morning.
Yeah, the English winter doesn't have a lot going for it.
Mm. Especially not at 6 o'clock.
You're going to be exhausted.
Yeah, I've got to get to Oxford, remember?
Are you going to come back to bed for 5 minutes?
No, I want to make sure everything's okay in the lambing shed before I leave.
You told me you were leaving Neil in charge.
I am, but... I do need a word with him before I go.
Wish I could be going with you.
Yes, it'd have been fun.
Well, you can tell me all about it when you get back.
Oh, yes, it's dirty. Sorry, what did you say?
Do you want me to come and talk to you in the bathroom?
No, I just put my head under the shower.
I said you can tell me all about it when you get back.
Okay. I'll stay awake that long.
Well, don't you drive back if you're too tired.
Well, I have to get her home.
Why? You've got Neil, Eddie, a student, and me. Between us, we can manage just fine.
And I want all of you to promise to call me if there are any problems, all right?
Even in the middle of the Millennium Reception at Blenheim Hall?
It's not a hall. It's a palace.
Oh.
And look, if my mobile's off, you can always leave a message.
Or sort things out ourselves.
You just want another chance to help out in the lambing shed, don't you?
Yeah, I love it.
So where were you at 3 o'clock this morning, then?
If you needed my help, you should have woken me.
Well, by the time I'd done that, the crisis would have been over.
Well, what? Are you saying I'm a heavy sleeper?
No, sometimes it's easier to roll up your sleeves and get on with it. Oh. That's better.
Ah.
I begin to feel awake.
Think you'll get a chance to meet the Duke and Duchess?
I don't know. But at least I'll have clean hair.
Hi, Tommy.
All right, Neil.
Five, is that all?
I thought you were on duty at Home Farm.
I am, but I wanted to come over here and check on her. Won't do Eddie any harm to look after things for half an hour.
The third small litter in 2 weeks.
It's beginning to get a bit worrying, isn't it?
When we need to get as many weaners into production as we can.
She had 10 last time she farrowed.
Yeah, I know, I've checked her records. Thought it might be some sort of fertility problem.
It's only the recent litters that have dropped off.
Morning.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, Roy.
How's Susan?
Oh, she's a lot better, thanks for asking.
Thought you'd be at college today.
Phoebe's not well. Brendan's looking after her for 10 minutes so I can get a breath of air.
Oh, I hope it's nothing serious.
She got a bit cold at the tree planting. I reckon she's got earache.
It's not nice when they're that age, is it?
If she's still off this afternoon, I'll take her down surgery.
Roy, you haven't noticed anything going on with the pigs, have you?
I got enough on my own plate without worrying about your pigs.
I'm sorry, I only asked.
Thing is, we've been getting rather a lot of small litters recently.
Huh? We don't know what's causing it.
So if you have seen anything...
Well, I haven't, but Dad said he's seen a fox around the ends.
Do you think that could be it?
Well, I never had a problem with them before, but I have heard of them taking piglets.
They would be hungry this time of year.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, it might be worth your while trying to deter them.
Yeah, thanks, Roy.
I'll rig up a light and a radio, see if that does the trick.
Can I leave it to you, then?
Yeah. I'll get back to Home Farm now and try and get some time off this afternoon. I'll see you!
Yeah, see you, Neil.
Cheers, Neil.
Good New Year?
Oh, quiet. Just the family, you know. How was yours?
Fine.
Something the matter, Roy?
No. No. Just got a lot going on at the moment.
OK. Yeah, thanks, Neil. I'll leave it all in your capable hands. But look, if there is any... Oh, hi, Uncle Phil.
Debbie.
Yeah, keep up the good work. Thanks. Yeah, bye.
Checking up on how things are going?
Yeah, I suppose I shouldn't really have left the farm in the middle of lambing.
Well, you've got it covered, haven't you?
Yes, Neil and Eddie and...
Oh, that reminds me. How's Eddie?
Yeah, I thought he seemed a little bit subdued. Why?
Well, rather looks as if the Grunders are having a very hard time.
Harder than usual?
Well, David offered to put some work Eddie's way, but there's so little we can do to help.
Oh, serious, then?
Yes, I think it might be.
Well, I'll try and keep him in mind if we're looking for someone.
I know he'd appreciate it.
Yeah, enough said. Were you late? I looked for you at lunchtime, but I couldn't find you.
I got rather delayed leaving Brookfield.
Oh, you mean you missed the minister's speech?
Unfortunately. I was just about to set off when Jason appeared.
Ah, did he have a good time in Torremolinos?
I didn't ask him. I was too angry about him disappearing on holiday without bothering to tell me.
What did he say?
Oh, water off a duck's back. No, I could easily have made the start of the conference. But he has promised me Woodbine Cottage will be finished next month. What did you think of Nick Brown this morning?
Yeah, quite interesting, but he didn't give much away.
Politicians for you.
This afternoon's been okay so far, I think.
Yeah, different business perspectives.
Yeah, it would have been right up Dad Street.
Quite salutary to find out the British farmers aren't the only ones with problems.
And some fascinating solutions around, too.
It's one thing I like about this conference, being able to share ideas.
Yeah, Dad always gets a kick out of it.
Yeah. Oh, have you heard from him?
Yeah, they're having a great time.
Oh, good.
You're staying, aren't you?
Yes. It's a good opportunity to meet up with people who've got the same concerns as me.
Do you think we'll get much of a chance to do that this evening?
Oh, yes. Well, all these farmers, I don't think we shall talk about much else.
The thing is, I need a place to get changed.
Well, you're welcome to use my hotel room.
Oh, thanks. I was trying to imagine struggling into my frock in the car.
Oh, that wouldn't do at all.
No, if I'm going to dress up, I might as well do it properly.
Yeah. Well, come on, then. Let's get our tea. I want to hear this chap on agribusiness.
What was his name again?
Terry Buxby.
And he works for Borchester Mills?
Yeah.
What department?
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, what do you want to get in touch with him for?
We've had a bit of a problem over a late payment.
Ah. Well, it doesn't look like she's going to take to that lamb, does it?
She's sniffing at it.
Well, we'll give her a couple more minutes. I never liked working for Borchester Mills, but the late payments thing was the pits. You'd get some people who were really trying it on, tugging at your heartstrings.
What if they were genuine?
Well, then they did try to find a way around the problem, but when it didn't work for you that time, well, that's when I jacked it in.
We've written to them, see, to tell them why we can't pay.
Well, a lot depends on the size of the bill.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't mind hanging on for a small sum, but if it's a lot...
Yeah, I think she is going to let it feed.
Yeah, good girl. Yeah,
go on.
That's it. This bill of yours...
Oh, it will pay it. It's just a question of time, that's all.
When did you write to them?
Monday. I was thinking of ringing them up.
Will they have got it yet?
We posted it first class.
Mm. Well, it's obviously worrying, yeah?
Say that again.
So it's not small.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
Not too bad. We've just had one success story.
Oh, that one over there.
Looks gross. What's the matter with it?
Well, we had to skin a dead one.
Yeah, just try and get you to take it on.
Debbie's told me about that, but I've never seen it. By the way, has she called?
Yeah, quite a few times. I told her there was nothing to report.
Oh.
Looks to me as if that one over there is about to drop.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. I'm getting the hang of this now. That's a change from listening to students explain why their essays are late.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to keep an eye on her?
Well, if you're sure you know what you're doing.
Don't worry, I'll call when she needs help.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want the new boy messing the system up.
Don't you think it's fantastic? I love the ceiling.
They certainly weren't short of gold leaf, were they?
Did Jill know what she was missing?
Knowing her as I do, she'd be much happier looking after her new grandchildren than swanning around Blenheim Palace.
The whole thing's fabulous. Great idea for the millennium. Mm. Wish I could stay a bit longer.
Yes, it's a shame you've got to go.
Staterooms, a string quartet, royalty. Mm. Gorgeous buffet. I'll tell you one thing, it certainly beats the lambing shed.
Well, you'd look pretty silly in there, dressed like that.
True.
What did you think of the feedback session?
Good. Yeah, you spend so much time in isolation in this job, so to hear the kind of ideas people are coming up with...
Yeah, it's really useful.
So many viewpoints.
Well, between us, we ought to be able to find the way forward.
Yeah, I'm sorry I can't be here for the new technology discussion tomorrow afternoon.
I promise, David, I'll take very detailed notes.
Oh, well, tell him to pass them on to me when he's finished with them.
You want a glass of wine?
No. I ought to be getting back.
Ah, well, you see... That's one of the benefits of coming on the coach from Oxford.
Yeah, you have a good time.
Oh, if you see David or Ruth before I do, tell them I was working.
I will. I know what Cinderella must have felt like leaving the ball.
Have a good drive home.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Come on, Eddie. I need a hand.
What?
I've got a head and a pair of legs that doesn't belong to it. You can grab the U.
Okay.
Not in half an hour, no. Come on.
You're a slave driver, you are, Nicotti.
I just want to get this one back so I can get the first one out.
Are we trying to help you, girl?
The trouble it is.
But she's not got a three in there.
No. That's it. Eddie. Can you keep hold of her?
Yeah, I was only going to sit down.
I shouldn't do that.
No.
Because I'm sick of you nodding off when I've got more on my plate than I can handle.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm dog tired, that's it.
Oh, you've made that quite obvious. Yeah, that's got it.
Oh. Well, you know what it's like when you're doing contracting work? Have to take every job you can.
Yeah, never a chance to be your own boss. Huh?
Oh, sometimes it wears you out.
Try having another cup of coffee.
Oh, you want one?
I'll wait and see how this one gets on.
Oh, you think given a keen Simon is on the idea of that, he'd have given us a hand.
Come on, girl, come on, you can do it. There you go, great. Eddie, can you pass me the spray? It's under that veil. Eddie! Honestly.
Sounds lively in here.
Oh!
Debbie.
What's happening? Oh, well, as you can see, we've been a bit busy.
Yeah, I see.
Eddie, wake up. Debbie's back.
Oh, blimey, I must be dreaming.
I haven't gone into the house to get changed yet.
Well, me and Neil have got it all under control.
You had a good time?
Oh, yeah. Blenheim Palace.
Oh, don't, Eddie. You're making me feel tired.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I had a lot to do recently.
Yeah, that's obvious. He's not drifting off again.
Looks like it.
I'll give him a shake.
No, it's okay.
But you're paying him.
Never mind.
Well, if you say so.
Looks to me as if he's just exhausted. Let him sleep.
Elizabeth's off to hospital.
Thank you.
you're sure you'll be okay?
Oh, we're still here to help, of course.
I wonder if we should take them with us.
Lizzie, by the time we've loaded the babies into the car, you'll have missed your appointment.
Nigel's right.
I just hate leaving them.
If there are any problems, you will ring us on the mobile.
There won't be any problems.
I know we're leaving them in capable hands.
Of course you are. And if they do wake up and start crying, I can look after Freddie and Joe can take care of Lily.
Or the other way round.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but somehow Freddie and I seem to have forged a rather special bond.
Look, Lizzie, if we don't go, we'll be late.
Bye-bye, darlings. Mummy's going to miss you.
Not half as much as Daddy.
I hope everything goes well.
So do I. You'll tell us everything that happens while we're away.
Of course we will.
Well, come on, Lizzie. We don't want to keep the cardiologist waiting.
No. Keep your fingers crossed it'll be good news.
Elizabeth, if you don't go now, you won't know what the news is. Now run along.
She's going to wake up.
No, she isn't. Now go on, both of you. It's much better if you leave while they're asleep.
I'm beginning to feel you don't trust us.
Of course we do.
We'll get back as soon as we can.
And good luck.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Hope Elizabeth's going to be all right.
I don't remember making such a fuss when I left Nigel as a baby.
I meant about her leaky valve.
Oh, I see. Well, the hospital did take very good care of her during her pregnancy.
I know she's tired.
But the good thing is she hasn't been having any palpitations. And Tim Hathaway, he couldn't have been more conscientious.
I do hope she doesn't have to have her operation while the babies are so young.
Oh, whatever happens, you and I will find a way to cope.
I suppose we will.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not going to think about it. What I suggest is that while they're at the hospital, we ought to try and have a really good sort out.
Sort out?
Tidy this place up a bit.
Well, I thought it'd be a good idea to give Freddie and Lily some air, but if you want to deal with the laundry and things, I'm quite capable of doing that on my own.
No, but if we both...
But don't you think it would be easier if I took the babies out of your way?
Julia, they're asleep.
Oh, but they could wake up at any minute, and I do know how you like to be efficient.
Well, if that's what you want.
I'm only trying to do my bit.
I know you are.
Well, I'll go and get the pram ready, then.
Fine. I'll get all this lot into the washing machine.
Oh, if you're putting the washing machine on...
I've got a full load here. Now, what do you want to do about lunch? Or we're supposing we get time to have it?
Since it's just the two of us... Well, I should be quite happy with something on a tray in my room. A bowl of homemade soup and a roll will be fine.
Right.
Well, I'll go and get the pram ready. Titcomb is back at work today, and I'm sure he's longing to see Gerald's grandson.
Yes, Julia. You do that.
Any luck?
Oh, I've been trying to get through to Terry Buxby since you left.
It's nearly 2 hours.
I've been passed from pillar to post. First he wasn't in, then he was in a meeting.
Ah, you think he might have been discussing her letter?
Oh, it was just something they say to you when they don't want to speak to you.
Well, they must remember that, wouldn't they? He's in a meeting.
I just want to know what's happening.
Yeah, you and me both.
I could have been ringing round to find work, but instead I've been sitting here dialing Borchester Mills and being played horrible music.
Picked up me pension?
Yeah, well, at least we'll be able to eat.
I didn't buy no baccy.
Dad.
Just wanted you to know that.
I appreciate it. Right, I'd better try again.
I should leave it for a bit.
Well, you were telling me to get on with it before you went in.
I'd wait until after he's had his dinner. Might be in a better mood.
Yeah, that's a point. I suppose I might as well wait until after two. Well, the trouble is, Dad, I want to get it over with. I hate this.
What?
Sitting around and waiting gives me too much time to think.
Why don't I look in the oven and see what Clary's left us?
Oh, you help yourself. I don't really feel like eating.
Stop you worrying.
The only thing that'll stop me worrying is Borchester Mills telling us they're going to give us time to pay. Because even then we'll have the next lot of rent money to find.
It goes on and on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Lizzie! Slow down, your heart will be going like the clappers.
I can't wait to get back to them.
Well, we're on the way now.
Oh, I'm so relieved it's over.
Me too.
I had a moment's panic when she listened to my heart. I thought she was going to tell me the valve was in a bad state and I was going to have to stay in.
Awful.
She seemed to be listening to my heart for hours.
Yes, I know.
But then after all that, she said she didn't want to see me again till mid-March.
Unless there were any problems before then.
Yes. I know I'll have to have the op eventually, but I'm just so glad it isn't now. Mm. Lily and Freddie are so tiny.
She seemed to think that Tim and Dr. Reyes were keeping a good eye on you.
They've both been brilliant.
But you still mustn't overdo it.
Don't worry, I know. Which way do we go now?
We go past the vending machine and out through the side door.
Oh, I'm absolutely bursting.
Oh, well, we're just past the ladies.
My milk, silly.
Oh, I see. Well, it's a good thing. The Lily and Freddie are going to be as hungry as hunters.
I can't wait to feed them.
I wonder how Mummy and Jill have got on.
Let's get back to Low Loxley and find out.
Oh, no wonder you've messed up your baby grow. Julia, can you get rid of this nappy for me?
My hands are a bit full at the moment.
Oh.
Don't you worry, darling. Mummy will feed you the minute she gets back.
Hang on a minute, Freddie. Yes, Lily, you have got a disgusting brother.
It's a completely natural function.
I wish they'd had these wipes when mine were small. What time is it?
It's nearly 2:15.
It's all right, Freddie. It can't be much longer. Let's get you ready for this nap. Could you pass me that baby grow?
There. But that's why I always like bottle feeding. I didn't have to be there all the time. Which one?
That one. Hmm? On the top of the pan next to you.
Well, surely you're not dressing him in that.
Has he got a mark on it?
It's one of Lily's.
Elizabeth told me they were all interchangeable.
Oh, some of it, maybe.
You mean because it's pink?
Of course, it's very confusing for anyone meeting them for the first time.
It'll do for now.
Nigel and Elizabeth have been most insistent that we see them as individuals.
You do, don't you? Is your nappy on?
Well, I suppose at a pinch you could wear the yellow one.
As long as he's warm and dry, that's all that matters. Come on, Freddie. Let's get your vest done up.
Things that happen in early infancy can affect children for the rest of their lives.
Listen, what? I think that's Nigel and Elizabeth. Yes, it's Mummy and Daddy. They're coming. Oh, quick, Freddie. Baby grow on.
We're on our way.
In the nursery.
I think they've probably worked that out.
Oh, what's going on here, then?
What's the matter?
Just two very hungry babies. Push your arm through.
Oh, let me sit down and get myself ready. Okay, Julia.
Oh, I think Freddie better.
No, I fed him first last time. Oh, just let me get her latched on, then I'll say hello to Freddie.
There. All done and dusted.
Freddie, come on, you come to Daddy. And have they been all right?
They've been fine.
I missed you.
Oh, did you?
You can hear you talking, Lizzie.
I'll just feed your sister Freddie and then it'll be your turn.
What's the news?
It's not bad.
But it's not good.
The valve will have to be done, and we knew that, but not immediately.
Oh, what a relief.
Isn't it?
There's my boy. You have a look around.
Yes, Jill and I have had quite an anxious time.
I can imagine.
They're all going to go on keeping an eye on me.
I should hope so.
I'm going to go back to the consultant in a couple of months, but if everything goes on, it has been. I shouldn't need the operation for about a year. By that time, these two will be running about.
You are going to go on taking the doctor's advice?
I promise you, Mum, I wouldn't do anything else.
So give us a blow-by-blow account of what's happened while we've been out.
Julia took the babies out in the pram. Mm.
Yeah, because Jill wanted them out of the way so she could tidy up.
Sorry, Mum, I hadn't noticed.
That's all right.
I must say, you've done a brilliant job.
Things are a little easier to find.
Oh, Titcomb agrees with me that Freddie's got Gerald's brow.
Sorry?
Well, he is one of the few people around here who really remembers your father.
Mummy, I'm much more interested in hearing about Lily and Freddie.
We had a couple of dirty nappies.
What's new?
But on the whole, they were remarkably good.
Oh, well done, you two.
Isn't there anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Aww. Maybe in a case of hiccups. There, Freddie, you have my finger to suck. I love the way he hangs on.
Oh, there was a phone call which I took. I thought it might be you from the hospital.
Oh, yes?
It was about the farm sale. I took the number.
Good. Thanks.
He wants Nigel to ring him back.
I'll do it later. Just at the moment, there's some important bonding going on here.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. Bye.
I told you the time to get him was after dinner. Well, what do you say?
Our representations is still being considered.
Sounds to me as they hadn't bothered reading them.
I think they had. He said he got the letter in front of him.
So why didn't he give you a straight answer?
I don't know, you heard me. I did my best to get something out of him.
Well, I thought you was very impressive.
Oh, yeah.
But I means it. You talked to him, man to man.
Never liked grovelling.
You didn't grovel.
My family and I would be very grateful to have an answer as soon as possible.
Well, we would. So how's it grovelling?
Oh, I don't know. Just doesn't seem like me talking somehow.
A lot of people would have got angry or defensive.
Which is exactly what I feel.
Ah, but the great thing is you didn't let it show.
Didn't I?
Ah, I think you made it clear you wanted an answer.
Didn't get one, though, did I?
Because they're still considering it.
Oh, I know what you're trying to do.
And don't you accuse me of trying to cheer you, because I can see there's no point in that.
No.
Eddie, you've always fought magnificent for this farm. We've been up against it before and come through.
But it's not the same. I can't see a way forward. If he rings me back and says no, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, he knows that.
I just can't see how we're going to survive.
No. Neither can I.
Just goes round and round in my head. I milk the cows and I think, why am I bothering?
Because it ain't fair to your beasts not to milk them.
I know.
Well, there's life, there's hope.
What?
What my dad always used to say when things was difficult.
It was down to me, Dad. I've let everyone down.
No point blaming yourself. We're all in it together.
I keep thinking, where did I go wrong? Where did we start the big slide downhill?
We ain't the only farmers in this situation.
That doesn't make it any better.
I know, lad, I know.
I'm on my own, Dad. It's me and the thoughts going round and round in my head. I did this to you, to Clary, the kids.
Now, you listen to me. You're not on your own. We're going to try and keep our chins up, and we're going to do it together. You and me, Eddie, we're going to face the world, whatever it throws at us.
Debbie?
I think I am.
What?
I'm so tired, I can hardly remember who I am. Oh,
this is getting to be a bit of a habit.
I know. Stay with the game, I'm afraid. Oh.
It's 7:30.
Yeah, time to get up for you. Time to go to bed for me.
Aren't you going
to
have a shower?
Oh, sorry. Do I smell?
It's that stuff you put on their navels.
I'm sorry. I don't care. If you're getting up, then...
Wouldn't you be more comfortable if you got properly undressed?
I haven't the energy. Sorry.
Shame.
I do turn back into a normal person once lambing's over.
I'm glad to hear it. It seems strange living here on the farm together. I see less of you than when we're at the flat.
It's always like this. Doesn't go on forever.
Do you think by now they'd have managed to engineer the sheep?
Well, I might be able to clone them, but I haven't managed to get them giving birth during working hours.
I'd have missed out on a lot if they had.
So when are you going to put in a night shift?
I had a pile of marking to do last
night. Yeah, yeah. Well, just leave me to it, will you?
Oh, sure.
Aren't you going to kiss me goodnight?
Oh. I think you mean good morning.
Do I?
Tell you what, you have a good sleep now, and what say I take you out to a movie tonight?
You must be joking.
All right, dinner if you prefer.
Oh, I could take any time off. All I want to do with it is sleep. And sleep, and sleep.
Oh, blimey, Neil, what a night.
What?
That radio you rigged up over here, you might have told us. Thought I was having nightmares.
Oh, did it disturb you? Ugh. All right, don't worry, I've got your food here.
I woke up in the middle of the night to hear someone rabbiting on about whether the millennium had lived up to people's expectations, and I realised it was Radio 5 Live.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise it would carry that far.
What were you trying to do?
Well, Roy told me you'd seen a fox. I wondered if that was why we were getting small litters. So I rigged up a light and a radio to put it off.
And are you planning the same thing for tonight?
Excuse me, Mike, can I just have a look, see how this one's got on?
Not very well, if you ask me.
No, she should have had more than that.
I would have thought so.
Oh, see what I mean? She should have had at least 8.
So, if you have got a fox problem, having the radio blaring out doesn't seem to have cured it.
No, it doesn't look like it.
I'll tell you what the answer is.
What?
Gonna have to sit up here with a gun.
Yeah, I suppose.
We're losing enough sleep with Phoebe as it is. And do you know what time I have to get up to do the milk round?
Yeah, I get the message.
So, what are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know.
Look, if that cacophony goes on again
tonight... Yeah, okay.
As long as you know how I feel.
Yeah, you've made that quite clear, Mike. I'll just have to get at him another way.
It seems so strange to be putting the 3 wise men away when officially they only arrived last night.
Oh, those people think they got to the crib on Christmas Eve, like the shepherds.
Just look at this one. Oh, Tom carved them so beautifully.
Hmm. Oh, I felt quite sad when we carried the crib out the church yesterday.
Yes, well, I think that now Christmas and the millennium are over and done with. Oh,
millennium? Never want to hear that word again.
Somehow I don't think you will.
Sorry? Oh, you mean there's another 1,000 years?
Exactly.
If you put it that way.
Susan, Susan, that's a terrible cough. Are you sure you should be out in this cold?
I seemed a bit better yesterday.
All the same.
And today I couldn't bear to spend any more time indoors. I've missed 1 shift at the surgery and 2 at the shop.
Oh, dear.
I know Betty wasn't happy about standing in. She had to take Phoebe into the shop with her on Tuesday.
She never liked it when Kate took her in.
I know. And now she's having to do the same thing.
Hello, Marjorie!
In the vestry, Hayley. Oh. Surely between them, the Tuckers could work out some sort of childcare.
Oh, it's going to get even worse now Roy's back at university. Betty's very worried about him.
About Roy?
Hello, my dear. As you see, we've only just started packing the crib away.
Hello, Hayley. Haven't seen you since New Year's Eve. Had a good time.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear. Oh, sorry.
Susan, I really think with that cough you should be in the ward.
I think Marjorie's right. It's only poorly.
But we've still got loads of stuff to put away.
Oh, don't you worry about that.
Can I give Marjorie a hand?
Well, if you're sure.
Have a break while you can.
Oh, Susan, before you go, Neil wanted this.
What is it?
A copy of the recording of the bells I made from the radio on Saturday.
Oh, that's really good of you.
It's a pleasure. Now, you go home and keep warm.
Yeah, I will. Bye, then.
Bye. Take care. Right. What do you want me to do?
I don't want you to do anything.
Well, now I'm here, I might as well help.
First, I think you should tell me what's the matter.
Is nothing the matter?
Well, that's not true, Hayley. You're not yourself at all.
No.
Well, something's wrong.
How do you know?
Well, a very marked contrast between the way you were on New Year's Eve and the way you are this morning.
Is there?
Now, we can come back later and put the rest of the decorations away. Come on, let's go to Nightingale Farm and you can tell me all about it.
Neil?
Oh, hi, Susan. I thought you were clearing up the church.
Oh, Marjorie sent me home to nurse me cold.
Ah, good for her.
She's given me a tape of the bell ringing.
Oh, great. Mr. Archer told me she'd recorded it.
So, how did you get on?
Oh, there's no go, I'm afraid.
You went to all that time and trouble and you still got foxes.
Yeah, and I've upset Mike into the bargain.
Oh, I did warn you about leaving the radio on too loud.
Well, it had to be loud to deter the foxes. Then I get there this morning and discover we got another small litter.
I've always said pigs were more time and trouble than they were worth.
Look, Tommy's business is going really well. Or it would be if we were producing the piglets we should.
But you'll never be able to see it, will you? Oh, do you want me to put your overalls in the washing machine?
No, they're fine.
You say so.
Look, Susan, I've been wanting a chance to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that job the one Mr. Archer had a word with me about?
Yes.
He's offered it me, full-time at Ollertree.
And what have you said?
Nothing yet.
I didn't know you'd been at Brookfield this week.
Yeah, when I helped him repair that fence.
You've known about it since then and you haven't said anything to me.
No, I wanted to be sure I was making the right decision.
Oh, you've decided, then?
It would be a regular job, Susan.
With pigs! All day, every day.
Nothing wrong with that.
You'd be back where you started.
Nothing wrong with that, either. They've always treated me very fairly at Brookfield.
I just hope you're not taking this job to do them a favour.
I wouldn't know anything about pigs if it wasn't for Phil Archer.
Oh, just think of all the other things you could have done.
Look, it's too late for that now. I'd like a regular pay packet. Don't you want a bit of security for us all?
You know I do.
Well, this would provide it.
A full-time pig man?
Why do you always have to say it like that?
Well, what do you want to be called? A swine operative?
Look, I'm trying to make you understand why I want the job.
Oh, I understand.
Can't you be a little bit pleased?
Neil, you know my feelings on the matter. Why else would you have waited a week to tell me?
I haven't actually said yes yet.
You're going to.
When Mr. Archer gets back from the Oxford Farming Conference.
So why are we even bothering to talk about it?
Because
when it comes to anything to do with you and your pigs, nothing I say cuts any ice. You'll say yes, and I'll just have to grin and bear it.
I'll put another log on the fire, so we can be nice and cosy.
I'm taking up your morning.
No, you aren't. Oh, now think of all the favours you've done for me since I had my cataract op.
Oh, Marjorie, I think I've been really stupid.
I find that hard to believe, Hayley. Now drink your tea and tell me all about it, if you want to.
Well, I must trust somebody.
Well, then.
I don't know where to begin.
Is it to do with Roy?
That obvious? Yes, it is. I just want to stay friends with him, Marjorie.
Just friends?
Yes. No, I don't know.
Oh, dear. You do seem to have got yourself into a muddle.
You know, I said I kissed him.
It was more than a friendly peck on the cheek?
A lot more.
Well, neither of you are involved with other people, so where's the harm?
It was New Year's Eve. It was John's birthday.
That's right, my dear. It's nearly 2 years since he died.
And I forgot all about him and kissed Roy without giving him a thought.
Are you saying somehow you seem to have let John's memory down?
I don't know what to think. I never forget him.
Of course you won't, my dear.
I did really love him. That'll do, in a way.
You were young. He wouldn't have wanted you to go on grieving for him forever.
But Roy was his best friend.
So John would have known what a good man he is.
He's lovely.
Then where's the problem?
I don't know how Roy feels about it.
Have you tried asking him?
No.
Then I think you should talk to him.
What do I say?
Oh, I can't tell you that, my dear, but I think you'll find the right words.
Do you?
In my experience, people usually do. Do you know where he is today?
Oh, he's at university. And tonight and tomorrow I'm working because Josie's in London.
Oh, that does rather complicate things.
I just want to go up to him and put my arms round him and tell him I think he's great.
Then that's exactly what you should do.
Honestly.
It's something I've hoped would happen for a long time.
Have you?
You deserve to be happy, Hayley.
So does Roy.
Then I think you should go for it. And I wish you the best of luck.
Good for Marjorie. The Archers was written by Louise Page and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.